Good evening. Salam Aleichem. Welcome everyone back after wonderful Yom Tov. Thank you, Eli Nyman, for patching me in. And of course, Jake Weinman, thank you very much for making this happen. We dedicate tonight's shir, L'zeche U'li'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, Neiz Neshama Havan Aliyah. Right after Pesach, we come to Parshas Acharei Mos. This year is a unique year, how the parshas are arranged. And being that it's a leap year, this year it works out that we read Parshas Acharei Mos following Pesach. Acharei Mos is all about, well, primarily, a nice section of Acharei Mos deals with the Avodah of Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. Holiday of Yom Kippur, very holy holiday. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest day of the year, the holiest Jew of Klal Yisrael, and the holiest place in the world all come together. Now it's interesting, just as an aside, that Pesach and Yom Kippur have a lot in common. Number one, it's the only two holidays when we say, L'shana haba b'Yushalayim. Pesach at the Seder, Chasal for the Pesach, we conclude L'shana haba b'Yushalayim. Yom Kippurim, when we finish the day, we say L'shana haba b'Yushalayim. Obviously, these are very intense moments, very significant moments where we express our yearning to return to Yerushalayim HaBenuya. Yom HaKippurim, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Pesach, you sit around the table with your family. That, in the personal life of every Jew, his dining room table, where he's surrounded by his family, that's his Kodesh HaKadoshim. Discussing the Avodah, there's something very interesting about the Avodah. And that is, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim four times. Four times on this day does the Kohen Gadol enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The first time he goes into Ofer the Ketores. The second time he enters to sprinkle the dam of a par, a bull. The third time he enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to sprinkle the blood of a goat. And the fourth time is the most mysterious of them all. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim not to offer Ketores or to sprinkle the blood of the carbon, but he goes in simply just to retrieve the ladle that was used to offer the Ketores and the shovel of ash, of coals, which by now are ash, which was the medium which he was able to offer the incense to Hashem. And, you know, it was bothered, many people bothered. It's a very interesting concept that the attention and detail given to the Kohen Gadol going back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim this whole time is enormous. He has to go and remove his big day shemayma, the eight garments. He has to cleanse, he has to sanctify his hands and feet twice. He has to go into the mikveh. He has to put on special garments. And he goes in, and he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he goes in there for not a what would appear to be a significant reason. Nothing more than the retrieval of a ladle and a shovel. And the question is why? Why is it even necessary for him to be the one to go in Yom HaKippurim to retrieve these two items? Well, it wouldn't be so far-fetched to have a technique where we can tie a chain to the ladle and to the shovel, and we can pull them out from outside without even needing to go inside. Or maybe we can even send in a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyut. The only time it is forbidden to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was for no purpose. But here, maybe, you know, the next morning, the next day, when Yom Kippur is over, someone will go in, one of the workers, one of the Kohanim will go in to retrieve. Why is it part of the service? It's part of the Avodah for the Kohen Gadol himself to sanctify himself by washing his hands and feet and going to the mikvah to do something which would appear to be very trivial, very insignificant. Why is he given so much attention? So I would like to suggest there are two different answers, which I think really are one and the same. First answer, I don't know if I saw this somewhere or I'm not sure what the source of this idea is, but there's another event in Jewish history where an individual went alone somewhere to retrieve something which appeared to be insignificant. And that is none other than Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was returning back to visit to his parents after being at Laban's home after 22 years. And he's about to meet Esav, and he takes all of his children and they cross over the Mavor Yavok, a river. And then Yaakov realizes that he forgot the Pachim Ketan, some containers. You know, today you would say like you forgot a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola, and he wanted to get back the 10-cent deposit. He goes back, he puts his life at risk to go back all alone into a dangerous place to retrieve the Pachim Ketan. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does the same exact thing. The Kohen Gadol goes all alone, no one's allowed to be with him in that area. He goes all alone into a place that's a dangerous place. Someone who goes there that is not proper, was not fit to enter that Mokum, can die in a moment. And he goes back to retrieve utensils that have already been used, that are finished, the service is over. He puts life at risk to go all alone back to a place where he's already done to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim. I'd like to suggest that when the Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippurim, goes back into the Kodesh HaKodeshim of the fourth Avodah, he is reenacting Yaakov Avinu's return, the return of Yaakov Avinu's return over Yavar Mabok to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim. Chazal tell us why indeed Yaakov Avinu go back to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim. So Rashi there on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze tells us, because Yaakov Avinu, every penny that he earned in his life was honest. Every penny that he had earned with sweat and blood. And when a person works very hard and every penny is rightfully his because of his toil and effort, it means something. A person can be very wealthy. When he sees a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola that's empty and he realizes that he paid 10 cents for the deposit and he worked hard. He worked hard to earn that 10 cents with sweat and blood. It means something to him. It has value. The person doesn't work. It just, the money comes in, benefits, and, doesn't really earn. All right, so who cares? When you work hard, everything in life is very different. Every little thing makes a difference. Yaakov Avinu represented the peak of integrity, of moral, ethical conduct of the highest, highest caliber. And for him, it was worthy to put himself in danger to go back and retrieve the Pachim Ketanim. In Yom Kippurim, at the very end of the day, in our Nusach HaTfilah, during Ne'ilah, we say something that we do not say the entire day. At the end of Ne'ilah, in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Chazar Sashatz, we say the words, L'man Nechtal Me'oshek Yadein. We pray to Hashem that we should be clean from theft. Oshek means extortion, it means robbery, theft. Our hands should be squeaky clean from any teeny little mashu of theft. Why do we say that? We're imitating the Kohen Gadol. The last thing the Kohen Gadol did in his avoda was to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim, which is a reenactment of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu showed, he just naturally lived a life of integrity. We take our cue from the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol, his Aveda, is patterned as a reminder of our forefather, Yaakov Avinu. It's a moment of integrity, a moment where we yearn to be honest, to be morally upright in our dealings with money, in our workplace, with our family, with our country, in every dimension. And just as the Kohen Gadol, that was the last thing that he did, the last thing we do in Yom Kippurim is we say those words, L'man Nechtal, may we be clean, may we desist, may we be, our hands should let go, should be cleansed from any wrongdoing. On a very simple level, another approach why the Kohen Gadol goes back to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim, you can suggest very simply, it's responsibility. I put these kelim here, it is my responsibility to get them, to take them out and return them where they belong. Don't let other people clean up your mess. I took out the kelim, I brought them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's my duty to go back inside after the Ketores finished burning and retrieve them. I'm not going to leave it for my assistant or the janitor or have some technique. It's responsibility. A person on Yom Kippurim has to take responsibility for himself. And we give enormous attention to this last event of cleansing one's hands and feet and going, immersing in the mikvah, and donning the proper clothing in order to display ethical behavior, to display responsibility. These two ideas that we presented are really two sides of the same coin. The ultimate responsibility a person can demonstrate in his life, the ultimate, is to be honest. There are many things a person does in his life that show responsibility, that he is an upright person. But perhaps the greatest nisayon, the test, and the greatest display of character is where person shows he's responsible with money in his conduct of honesty and money. We imitate Yaakov Avinu, and we also show responsibility because those two concepts are really two sides of the same coin. That's the message we take out of this Avodah. It's full humorous on Pesach. We steal the Afikomen. There are many Gedolei Yisrael that are very sensitive to this. How could we steal the Afikomen? Steal. They would shake. We don't steal. You can't steal. And this is so much. There's a very, very elaborate discussion on this topic. Many have strongly objected to this custom. Others explained it in very fascinating and unique ways to understand what it's all about. But it's not going to be as simple. Pesach, we just finished eating the Afikomen. Maybe it happened that the Afikomen was stolen. But now we come to Yom Kippur. We come to Parashas Achrimos. We come to a moment of integrity. We come to a holy moment where we have to stand up and demonstrate what it means to be an Orthodox Jew. And that starts with honesty, integrity, and sensitivity to the property of other people. Thank you all for coming, listening after Pesach. Thank you, Jake. Jake is amazing, one of a kind. Thank you, Ellie. Have a wonderful evening, and may everyone have success and blessing. Thank you.
You are amazing. This is an amazing, amazing shiur. You should be blessed, and your wife should be blessed, and family.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yashikoth, this is, I don't miss your class because you are so thorough and so, you really appeal to every kind of learner. God bless you. I love
this
class.
Thank you very, very much for your kind words.